It is time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. Sarah, hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Hello. What are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner?
So we're going to kick off a theme week today.
Bravo.
Yes. So last week was opening day for Major League Baseball.
Yes.
And tomorrow is opening day for the Red Wings.
The
right?
home opener.
Opener, I should say. Yeah. Right. Going to be a little chilly at the Red Wings tomorrow.
It is.
Yeah, so anyways, I thought that this week for our theme week, we would do Major League Baseball team name origin.
Oh, that's good.
Yes.
Let's do it. Okay.
We did the NFL, what was it, a couple years, 2 years ago? Something like that,
something
last year
like
maybe.
That, yeah.
So we're doing the MLB now.
Let's do it.
So we're going to start off, of course, with the Yankees.
Your favorite
My
team.
My favorite team, of course. Yes. So in 1903, the original Baltimore Orioles moved to New York, where they became known as the Highlanders.
Oh.
The Highlanders.
The Highlanders.
Fans believe the name was chosen because of the team's elevated location in Upper Manhattan or as a nod to the team president, Joseph Gordon's Scottish-Irish heritage.
Probably that one.
The Gordon Highlanders were apparently a well-known Scottish military unit. So, yeah.
Okay.
But various newspapers also called the team the Hilltoppers, the Invaders, and the New York Americans. So I guess the newspapers just
made up names.
Back then. I guess anything goes back then. New York Press sports editor Jim Price coined the unofficial nickname Yankees or Yanks for the club as early as 1904 because it was easier to fit in headlines than the Highlanders or the Hilltoppers.
That's really why?
Yeah. So he went with Yankees. Yeah.
And there, that's how it was born.
The name Highlanders had never grown popular with fans who found the patriotic symbolism of Yankees more appealing, calling upon the Yankee Doodle days of the American Revolution.
The old Yankee Doodle days.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, feather in my cap and everything.
No formal announcement was made to confirm the full-time adoption of the nickname, but by 1913, it was generally accepted that the team would forever be known as the Yankees. Now, contrary to baseball legend... No, I did not know about this legend. It's kind of funny. The Yankees did not start wearing pinstriped uniforms to make Babe Ruth look slimmer in the 1920s and 30s.
They didn't do it
they
for that reason?
They did not do that. No, I didn't know that people thought that. But in truth, the Yankees briefly added pinstripes to their uniforms in 1912 and then re-added them on a more permanent basis in 1915. In 1929, the New York Yankees became the first team to make numbers a permanent part of their uniform.
Oh.
Numbers were handed out originally based on the batting order in the lineup.
Oh, well, yeah. So Which they had a purpose, sense. Right?
Yeah. The original Yankee Stadium opened in 1923. It was the first three-tiered sports facility in the United States and one of the first baseball venues to be given the lasting title of stadium. Yeah.
Okay.
Due to the Yankees' frequent appearances in the World Series, Yankee Stadium played host to 161 postseason games, more than any other stadium in baseball history. Over the course of its history, it became one of the most famous venues in the U.S., hosting a variety of events and historic moments. Many of them were, of course, baseball-related, but the stadium also hosted boxing matches, college football, concerts, and three papal masses.
Wow, just thrown in there.
Yeah.
Three papal masses.
Yes. At the beginning of the 2009 season, the Yankees opened the new Yankee Stadium, located just a block north of their former home.
Hmm.
Arguably the most successful professional sports franchise in the United States, the Yankees have won 21 American League East Division titles, 41 American League pennants, and 27 World Series championships, all of which are MLB records. The team has won more titles than any other franchise in the major North American sports leagues after briefly trailing the NHL's Montreal Canadiens between 1993 and 1999. Across all the major sports leagues.
They're the best.
Yeah.
I got it.
The Yankees have had 44 players and 11 managers inducted into the National Baseball Hall of Fame, including many of the most iconic figures in the sports history, like Babe Ruth, Lou Gehrig, Joe DiMaggio, Mickey Mantle, Yogi Berra, Whitey Ford, and Reggie Jackson. More recent inductees include Mariano Rivera and Derek Jeter, who both received the two highest vote percentages of all Hall of Fame members.
Wow.
Yes.
I'm in awe.
You are. The Yankees have consistently been the most attended MLB games. The first 1 million fan season was way back in 1920.
Wow.
When more than 1.2 million fans attended Yankee games at the Polo Grounds. Tickets were a lot cheaper back then.
That's big.
I imagine.
Yeah, but so transportation was harder,
That's
too.
That's true. That's true. In the past 7 years, the Yankees have drawn over 3 million fans each year, and in 2005, they became only the third franchise in sports history to draw over 4 million in regular season attendance in their own ballpark.
What does a Yankee ticket go for these days, do you know?
It depends on where you sit.
What if I sit in the stadium?
It's a lot.
It's a lot?
Yeah.
All right. And by the way, they just had a great start to the, what did they have? The
on Saturday. Holy cow, what a game. It was 20-9, I think, was the score.
But you said the first three hits were home runs.
Home runs, yeah.
Wow. All right.
Amazing.
Fine. You picked out a record to go along with the Yankees, did you, Sarah?
Yes, so we're going to play the theme from New York, New York by Frank Sinatra.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
Sarah, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
That's a big finish right there. Frank Sinatra, theme from New York, New York on Legends 102.7. Sarah, do remind us, why did we just play that record?
Well, because we were talking about the New York Yankees.
Yes.
As the first in our theme week on baseball team name origins.
You got it. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Go.
All right. The Yankees were originally known as the Highlanders.
They were the first team to make numbers a permanent part of the uniform.
And the Yankees have won more titles than any other sports franchise in North America.
There it is. There it is. And you, of course, are a big Yankee fan. I think we mentioned that.
Yes.
When was the last time you went to a Yankee game? Has it been a while?
Oh, it's been a while, yeah.
Okay.
I don't know when it was. It's been
you want
a while.
Us to wait here?
No, I don't, because I'm not going to be able to think of it.
All right, fair enough.
A couple years.
Folks want to learn more about the Yankees. Where do they go? What do they do, Sarah?
You can go to my Wiki blog. If you go to legends1027.com, on the homepage, there is a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
You better believe it. Wonderful. Sarah, thanks so much for your work on the Yankees today. It's a theme week on the baseball team name origins. Can't wait to see what's happening tomorrow at 4:10. You don't even care because it's the Yankees. You're done. Your team's done now.
Yeah, it's all downhill from here. No.
Thanks, Sarah. Traffic, weather, and much more straight ahead on Legends 102.7. Plus, at 5 o'clock, we're going to play the 5 o'clock feud, and somebody's going to win a gift card to Da Vinci's of Greece.